And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, who was born in Manhattan, Kansas, 1884, headed off for New York City. He was a sports writer at a time. And then, during the Prohibition era, he began to write about low life in New York City, gamblers and bookies and theatrical agents, bootleggers and gangsters, semi-fictional sketches of real people he saw in New York. He helped to popularize the slang of the era, in which a woman was called a doll, and a gun was a rod, and money was scratch, and people didn't die, they croaked. He wrote his short stories, collected in books, Blue Plate Special, More Than Somewhat, and they became very popular. 16 of them were made into movies. Best remembered today for the musical Guys and Dolls, based on several of his stories and the characters that he created. 1883, on this date, the first formal run of the Orient Express, 1,500 miles from Paris to Istanbul. It was a luxurious train, and the route was changed over the years. It stopped serving Istanbul in 1977. It ran from Paris to Vienna, and then finally in 2009 ceased operation because of competition from high-speed trains and discount airlines. It's the birthday of Edward L. Stratemeyer, born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1862, the writer who created the Hardy Boys, the Bobbsey Twins, the Rover Boys, and Nancy Drew. He wrote about 150 books of his own and then created a fiction factory called the Stratemeyer Syndicate with a team of ghostwriters to write the books based on his outlines. They published about 700 books under more than 65 pseudonyms, and they still sell about 6 million books a year. And it's the birthday of the comedian Buster Keaton, born in Piqua, Kansas, 1895. His parents, vaudevillians, they were on the road. Became a solo act in the 1920s and made three classic silent movies, The Navigator, The General, and The Cameraman. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker. And now it's October, the golden hour of the clock of the year. Everything that can run to fruit has already done so. Round apples, oval plums, bottom-heavy pears, black walnuts and hickory nuts annealed in their shells, the woodchuck with his overcoat of fat. Flowers that were once bright as a box of crayons are now seed heads and thistle down. All the feathery grasses shine in the slanted light. It's time to bring in the lawn chairs and wind chimes, time to draw the drapes against the wind, time to hunker down. Summer's fruits are preserved in syrup, but nothing can stop her time. No way to seal it in wax or amber. It slides through our hands like a rope of silk. At night, the moon's restless searchlight sweeps across the sky. And now it's October, a poem by Barbara Crooker from Small Rain, published by Purple Flag Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at PoetryFoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.